Mrs. Angela Kessin, I'm a Namibian, it's a citizen. I'm working here at Uyoka Combined School with Mrs. Raura. I'm always happy if I'm with Mrs. Raura. And I wish you good journey, because I heard that you will come here in Namibia. Wish you good journey. Thanks.
This is one of the teachers who is in Cuba, so she is going to speak to you in Spanish.
I'm here at Uyoka Combined School. I start in English. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Estoy aquí en una escuela que se llama Uyoka Escuela y estamos juntas con
Laura.
Con Laura, trabajando juntas, y aquí estamos con nosotros que habla Spanish, y entonces estamos partiendo. Y siempre andamos juntas, contentas siempre. Y entonces, bueno, como ustedes van a venir aquí, so estamos esperando de ustedes para hacer una fiesta. Y entonces, buenos caminos. Y Dios que te ayude. Gracias.
All right, so now I'm walking home from school. The rest of my teachers, they all want to give you guys a message, but they said they must prepare it. They must prepare it. They cannot do it now. No, they must go home and prepare, and then they will record tomorrow. So I'm a little nervous as to whether or not you will get some very bizarre, long-winded messages from my teachers that I may have to subtly edit before I finish recording. But yeah, so now I'm walking home through the grass. It's really hot, but I can see this huge black rain cloud over on the side, so I think that that's the reason it's so hot, because it's going to rain. And the mahangu, oh my goodness, the mahangu is growing really tall. There's all these big, long mahangu plant things. I don't really know what the grains are, out of the green shoots, and they're about, those tall ones are at least 12 feet tall, which is surprising because it's just like this one stalk that shoots right up. I'll have to take a picture and send it to you. And now I'm walking through the grass, and I'm a little bit scared of snakes because snakes live in the tall grass, but I haven't seen any here, even though the name of my school is Small Snakes, Uyoka. And I'm walking past the chickens and into my house, walking past what I think is a squash plant or something. It's very bizarre. Walking past this, you wouldn't believe it, but it's a tomato plant that my family has growing, actual tomatoes. When I hear pandu, let's see if we can get some pandu on here. Hold on a second. Popia. Popia.
Laura. Laura.
That is my name there. Popia. Popia. Mopo.
Pota awe, nuka dana. Seta popi pota. Pota ukwa teo kokai ha.
Sochi e.
E. Kauri ha. Ha
pot pandu.
Akalda, akalda ake ha.
E. Okaradio e.
E.
Yaro. Ina kota.
Pota.
Sochi ae.
Jai. Ae.
Yaro. Tangi pandu. Pota.
Hapa
e faro. Ay, no, ay,
no, pata. Pota, pota, pota. Watu hapa e faro.
Ina
hapa kumam dia. Hapa e faro. Ta ila. Ila, ila pirikina pa. Ila pirikina ya shite popi. Ila ke.
We're trying to convince Pandu to talk. He just said he wanted to talk, but now he's hiding behind me, behind my skirt, holding onto my skirt. He doesn't want to talk anymore. He's smiling at me, though. He doesn't understand me.
Ewa? Hello. Hello. Te kundu meme wala ula. Na tate. Na nomwaina wala ula. Na mekuru. Nomwaina wa mekuru. Nomwaina wa laula. Kalipo nawa.
Yeah, I know. That was Meme Doini. She greeted my mother and my father and your children and my grandmother and my grandmother's children. And she told you to stay well.
Mariana Para.
Mm-hmm.
I come from Uyoka. I was born in 1987. I'm schooling at Uyoka Cope School. I'm in grade 10. I want to greet my mother's, my father's, and Laura's father's, and Laura's mother, and her grandmother, and her grandfather. Okay.
Thank you. That was Maria, another family member. There's a new kind of lizard that has taken up residence in my kitchen. He lies in the middle of it, bold as brass, and he gets all pissed because I keep walking into the kitchen and breaking his cover as a stick because there's so many freaking flies. Not so many that you should be worried about coming here, but so many that they're annoying to me. Hopefully, we'll have screens up soon. That's it for now. Oh, and I baked chocolate chip cookies and shared them with four little girls in Pandu who are herding the goats. That was fun. They gave them, you know, one cookie, and they take it with both hands and they bow their head and they bend their knees, all submissive and showing respect and gratitude and everything for this single chocolate chip cookie. I kind of feel guilty.